Jaguars Digital. Jaguars, Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Drive Time. Brian Sexton. John Osher. Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday and Jags Drive Time on a beautiful Friday morning here in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jaguars back from London, getting set to head to New York tomorrow. Middle of a three-game stretch away from Everbank Field. You'll take it when you start 2-1. Hi, everybody, and welcome inside our studios at Everbank Field. Brian Sexton, along with John Osher. We'll introduce you to Ashlyn Sullivan in just a moment. It's interesting. The London game's a home game. Mm-hmm. But you're still away from Jacksonville three straight weeks.
Way away.
Way away, right? London, New York, and then obviously right. Next week in Pittsburgh. My interest this level, this week, is this team playing away from home three straight weeks. That is an interesting the best teams struggle with that. This is a young team that's rising.
Well, it's really hard, obviously, to run the table in that situation. And within the context of what you're talking about, you have to treat it like it's three straight road games, meaning the preparation, the hydration, all those things. It's a home game for Shad Khan. It's a home game for the revenue stream. But for the players, you're having to deal with the very real realities of, especially with the London, cross time zone travel. The other two really aren't that big of a deal in terms of how Thomas Lynskey and the staff would prepare for it. But the London return, it's an issue. I personally don't think it's going to be that big of an issue.
You know, Mercedes Lewis told me in the locker room on Thursday that training camp was critical for this team in this three-game stretch, and not for the physical side of it, but for the mental. Mm-hmm. They had to figure out a way to get from practice through the weightlifting, through lunch, through meetings. They had to find a way to survive the day.
Right.
And so he said that those tough days in August made for a chance to succeed right now.
Well, I think when we talked about it, it may have been on Senior Moments or at some other point this week, we talked about the need for this team to focus through this and to have the young players truly buy into what Thomas Lynskey and the staff are talking about. As well, the young players need to truly buy into the concept of we have to button down and get this one done and not get distracted by the fact that we're coming back from London or trying to breathe easy or whatever it is. This is a game that mature pro teams go win. Is this team mature?
We're going to find out. Time now for Ashlyn Sullivan, which means big things are on the horizon this morning. Ashlyn, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good. You look bright and vivacious, ready for Friday.
Ready for Friday. Ready for Sunday, actually.
Ready for Sunday. We are all ready for Sunday. But before we get there, big things stand in the way. So hit us with number one.
Yes. Starting confident with number one. Is this matchup on Sunday a should-win game? Now, John and I discussed this earlier in the week on Zone Blitz, and we both thought it was interesting how after Sunday going into Monday, most people said it's a should-win game, but then you watch the confidence grow throughout the week. And then Wednesday in the locker room, some players, including Mercedes Lewis, said this is a must-win game on Sunday.
All right, John, so here's the question. How is this a should-win? Well, why is this a should-win?
It's a should-win because you are playing well enough right now to have the confidence to go to New York and win. It's also a should-win because of the stage of the two franchises. And it's not to sit here and say that the Jets aren't a capable team of winning a game. But they're a team that where you were 3 years ago. They have three players of 30 years old or older on the roster. They have a quarterback who is maintaining the position until they get their franchise guy at some point. It's rebuilding. It has talent. I think it has more talent than the Jaguars did a few years ago when they were in this spot. But that's where the franchise is. You, meaning the Jaguars, are supposed to be in a more ascending state. So you're favored. You're going on the road. It's a game that you ought to win. Players say it's a must win. That doesn't mean they will win.
All right, time for our second big thing. Ashlyn, why don't you hit us with it real quick? Big thing number two, we'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have head coach on Jags Drive Time on TuneIn Radio. Back after this.